Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Lauren Ellen Helsper, who is the Vice President of Human Resources and Employee Relations. Lauren, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Lauren, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. Good afternoon to you. So as Paul said, my name is Lauren Elon Helsper, and I'm the Vice President of Human Resources and Employee Relations at Antelope Valley College in beautiful Lancaster, California. We also have a campus in Palmdale, California, as well as a satellite site in Foxfield. And we are a community college that serves our local population. And we are an HSI, a Hispanic Serving Institution. And so we have very exciting here at AVC, that's our acronym. We have a bachelor's in airframe manufacturing, as well as we're just getting a new one on in respiratory care. So that'll be starting in the fall of 24, I believe. So super exciting stuff. So now we're not only a two-year school, but we're also offering bachelor's degrees in 4 years to our community. And we partner with Cal State Bakersfield. They have a campus, a satellite campus on our campus. So actually people in the Antelope Valley can go do their entire higher education career here. So super exciting stuff. In terms of the employees that I serve, I run the gamut for all employees. From short-term, like temporary positions, all the way to tenured faculty and everything in between, right? So administration, classified employees, confidential employees, student workers, whoever, whatever their career trajectory is, there is something there for them. In terms of what I look for in employees and how to make the organization our best, we want to have a diverse personnel, right? We want to match the needs of our students. We're in academia and the environment is constantly changing, right? New things are being developed, new innovations are coming forward, all these exciting things. And so we pride ourselves on having the most forefront and diverse and innovative employees, so we can help bridge our students and develop our future leaders, right? These are for challenges that are known in our world and challenges that we haven't yet known or seen in the world. And we're helping to develop those thinkers. I think what's been critical to me in my success is having mentors along the way, right? And people who saw things in me that I didn't see, right? And so I started my higher education career in the private sector of education, a four-year research institution, got my doctorate there, worked there for 10 some years. And if you would have asked me, I would have retired there. But one day my supervisor looked at me and said, Lauren, you've done everything you can do here. It's time to move on. And I was like, wait. I'm supposed to retire here. What? And she said, you've reached as high as you can go. It's time for you to spread your wings and share your zest for growth and life and knowledge with other people. And so I said, okay. So that's when I entered into the community college, the public sector, and started to grow in administration. And Title IX, compliance, civil rights discrimination cases, those were all my forte. And I spent a lot of my years doing that, right? Making sure that there was equity in the workforce for our personnel. As things progressed, I continued to grow in leadership positions, learn more things, and continued to climb into higher positions in HR. And then again, mentor said to me, all right, Lauren, you've outgrown this position. It's time to go. And so I am very grateful and thankful that people have done that for me throughout mm-hmm. my career. And so I try to do that for others. And so I think that that is something that's really important, is to have a mentor. And so I wish you all the best of luck on your journey. I hope I've shared some important or good nuggets. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, Paul.
Oh, thanks, Lauren. I really love that point about mentoring. I just think from my experience as well, that's so vitally important. And I'm not just saying this to be polite, Lauren, but we've now served 28 of the Californian community colleges with classified staff development. And it's been an absolute pleasure to partner with AVC over the years. If I may, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities that we have coming up throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Lauren, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
I would love that, Paul.
That was just a mess. Thanks, Lauren.
Take care.
Appreciate you so much.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.